Ollie Horgan, Derry City, always a big game, and at least you're going into it on the back of a win against Waterford, so that gives the lads a lift.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it's whether we got a result in Waterford or not, Derry is always a big draw for us with both ourselves as management, players, you know, and in particular the fans, and we just hope they'll come out on Friday night to support us, or in Derry's point of view to shout against us. We'll gladly welcome them into the ground, please God, on Friday.
And Derry come on the back of a very good run at the moment. If anything, they're probably better than they were when you met them last.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they've added to it. They've added a lot of quality to it. They've people fully fit from what I saw 2 weeks ago, and indeed what we saw on the footage of the Sligo game. They bet us 4-0 the last time we played them, and they've got better since. So we're quite aware of what we're going into on Friday. If we're not right, we get steamrolled. We're hoping that we will be right, and they mightn't be for some reason or other. And then we'll see what happens. But no, they're a handful, and they're up at the top of the league for a reason, like, you know.
Games are running out. I mean, I take it you take a point from any game.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, open arms, are taking points from any game. You know, we've got Derry at home, with Bowes at home, and then you're looking at going away to the likes of Dundalk and Shamrock Rovers, and that, like, the points are hard to get. But we've got to approach it and see, can we get something out of each game, regardless of how daunting the task is, and that starts on Friday night, Chris. Yeah.
The Ollie Horgan radar is always on the lookout for new players. You've got one addition of late, Joshua Smith. He may feature this weekend.
Yeah, Josh came in. He's played out in the fourth division of Germany for a number of years. He's been basically out of the game for the last 7 months through injury. He's now injury free, fully fit in that he's in good nick, but probably match fitness is what he's lacking. But he will be available on Friday, and he will play a part, whatever part that may be, Chris. Good lad, very good around the group, and we need him, and we need everybody in that manner as well.
Nathan Boyle still out injured. Mikey Place has sort of come in and out, and when he's come in, he's done well.
Yeah, Mikey's a good lad. He did well in Waterford. He's shown well against Waterford home, in a way, to put it that way to you. He needs to be, you know, to be able to do that week in, week out, and be more consistent. And please God, he will, because he was excellent in the first division last year. In week in, week out, this is a step up. He's been there before with Sligo in particular. And, you know, I think it'll do, you know, nothing but good for his confidence last Friday night. And we need him, and we need him to come good consistently as well.
And finally, the pendulum keeps swinging. I mean, 1 week it looks as if UCD are going to be bottom, then maybe your favourites. And, you know, it probably will go right to the end, won't it?
Yeah, but we're kind of hoping it'll go right to the end, on the basis that, obviously, we don't want to drift away and have, you know, nothing games home or away without the if you like, the fight to get to the playoff spot. You know, we've no intention of going away, and I don't think UCD have either, to put it that way to you. They've signed a few, two lads out of Sligo that have played against us for Sligo, and two strapping fine players that would strengthen them. And, you know, they've legs, energy, they keep the ball very well. I mean, they drew in the Brandywell last Friday week with huge amount of freshness and work rate that we couldn't match the week previous in Belfield. And we know how difficult it is. They play Waterford at the weekend at home. We have to play Derry at the weekend, and look, we're hoping we can better their results, and hoping we can better their results between now and the end of the season.